Now I'm going to bring back our friend Mark Weber so he can take us into the third hour of this weekend's edition of Garden Talk. And Mark, I've got to ask, are you getting much sunlight coming through your window over there? I'm getting blinded over here where I am.
I have my blinds down.
I don't know. These blinds, they're a little thin for the sun this bright, but that's just because it's going to be such a nice day out there.
I think. I'm an ancient dinosaur because when I started at WHIO Radio, we were over on 1414 Wilmington Pike. And the talk booth in that place, we had no windows. Okay? If I wanted to know what weather conditions were or what was outside, I had to walk into the room next door and look out a window that was like in a breezeway of a hallway. So, you know, I had no idea what was going on. So I love this new studio because I get this magnificent view of the University of Dayton and downtown Dayton and South Main Street, and I get to see the sun come up every Saturday morning. So I'm a really blessed person when it comes to this view this morning. And speaking of the view, I got a question for you this morning.
Okay.
If somebody's going to plant a screen in their yard, meaning that they want to keep their neighbor's view out away from their house. Okay. Does that make sense? You're going to plant a plant screen or something to that effect. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Okay. So how does one decide what plants to put where?
That's an excellent question.
Now, do we plant all the same thing? Or do we plant like one of this and one of that? And what would be horticulturally the best way to make sure that that planting that you're going to spend all that money on is successful?
I'm all for variety, but I'm leaning toward the same. I'm not sure.
So you're going to plant all of the same thing, huh? That could be disastrous, you know. We'll find out that and a whole bunch more on Garden Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7. WHIO.
The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirsty Zontini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And a good Saturday morning, and welcome back to Garden Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. This is a show, folks, that's all about helping you with your yard gardening and landscaping challenges. And if you'd like to be part of Garden Talk, we have not just one, but two open lines available for your use at 457-1290. That's 457-1290. That will bring you directly into the Master Control Studios, where our executive producer extraordinaire is standing at the helm and is ready to assist you with your question and get you up on the call screen. We're more than happy to assist you with the best yard gardening and landscaping advice that you can find anywhere. In fact, anywhere is anywhere in the United States. And I will tell you that I talk to a lot of people who listen to different shows and stuff. And we have listeners from all over the United States that listen to this radio station on Saturday mornings. In fact, there's a lot of folks that download our podcast and listen to it during the week if they don't want to get up on Saturday mornings. So what we do here, folks, is help you. And what I do is I love to give you the analysis and the information to be successful. And the reason that I can do that, I have over 40 years of combined experience in the greens industry. I have 2 degrees in horticulture, and I'm also a board-certified master arborist. So when you call Garden Talk at 457-1290, you're getting information that's based on science and best practices. And you're getting information that will lead you down the path of success and will lead you down the path of extraordinary results. That's what we do here on Garden Talk. So give us a call, 457-1290. Let's go back to the telephone lines because it is spring, ladies and gentlemen, according to the calendar. And let's go talk to Betty in Inglewood. Hi, Betty from Inglewood. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
Hi.
I have a question regarding, have I missed the window for winter overseeding?
Yeah, technically, no. I mean, we still got some cold temperatures on tap. Let's look at the forecast in my formerly composted sting fingers. Tonight, 25. Okay. Monday, 28. Tuesday, 37. And these are all lows, by the way. And then Wednesday, 30. So you're going to have a good chance for that seed to have a really good opportunity to melt into the soil.
Okay.
So I would say do it.
Okay, good. They ran out of seed when I went a few weeks ago, so I missed my snow pecking down thing. But if when the people come out to do the pre-emergent, tell them not to do that. Is that correct?
Well, on the pre-emergent side, you're going to want to apply a crabgrass control that has the ability to know the difference between crabgrass and grass seed.
Okay.
And that's called Citron. Mm-hmm. Or they want to adjust it with some type of post-directive material that won't harm your seeding.
Okay.
And that's the important caveat on that front.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Thank you so much.
Appreciate Betty, it. Have a really good day, okay?
You too. Uh-huh.
Right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
457-1290 is the number of the dial. If you got a gardening question, we have an open line for you at 457-1290. Let's go talk. Let me I gotta push the right button, Mark. Let's go talk to Wes. And Wes is in Dayton. Wes, and good morning, Wes. Welcome to Garden Talk.
Good morning.
Hi. How can we help?
I have a silver maple tree that's probably 40 years. It's been here longer than I've lived here. And my question is, the roots have protruded out of the ground. Would it, is it a good idea? I have a bunch of extra topsoil. Would it be a bad idea to cover those roots with topsoil?
I'm going to ask you a backwards question.
Okay. Okay.
Why do you think, and this goes to the crutch of the answer, why do you think that those roots are on top of the dirt?
Well,
how did they get there?
Over the years, I would guess that the rain and had possibly washed some of the topsoil away.
Okay. So you think it just happened that way, right?
Well, I don't know. That's what I'm asking you.
Okay. The roots of trees and plants are a function of the oxygen content in the soil. Okay. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So in many of our soils that we have where we live here in Ohio and other places are heavily compacted. So for the root system for a tree to survive, it's constantly got to be in a place where there's an oxygen-rich environment. And when there's not an oxygen-rich environment, the tree's got two choices in life, to live or to die, okay? Mm-hmm. That's not, you know, a lot of times we don't get this, but in the world of trees and plants and flowers and grass and everything else, if that plant doesn't have the sufficient resources available at its feet or its roots, it's only got two choices. It's to live or to die. Mm-hmm. And if it's not going to live and doesn't have those resources and can't find those resources, it's going to perish. So in the case of your grass, your tree roots are on top of the dirt, they're there because your soil lacks oxygen. And if you go to cover them or you go to cut them, you risk damaging that plant and causing it irreversible damage. So my advice to you is I'm assuming, and tell me if I'm wrong or not, are you trying to grow grass under your trees?
Yes.
Okay. Ask you a question again. You're not too far from Taylorsville Reserve, right? The park? Okay.
I'm by right by Wegerson Garden.
Okay. Well, why don't we go over to Wegerson today? Nice place. Beautiful place, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we go over to Wegerson today, and I challenge you to walk in the woods of Wegerson, which they have a lot of nice woodland areas. Yeah. I challenge you to find one blade of Kentucky bluegrass grass.
Okay.
Would I find one blade of Kentucky bluegrass in the woods of Wegerson, particularly deep in the woods? Would I find? Would I? Would I not?
I walk down through there and no.
I would not. So why in the devil?
Okay.
So why in the devil are we trying to grow grass in shade? Because let's face the music, okay? Let's face the music. Grass plants are prairie plants. They're bigger than trees, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So why do we think, as human beings, by the fire, we have more intelligence than any grass plant, any tree plant in the world? People are smarter than plants, okay? We have the ability to think and conjure up and decide what's best for our landscape by our own intellectual worth for all. So why do we think as human beings that we can outsmart Mother Nature? We can't, can we?
No.
We can't. No. So my advice to you is, first of all, that tree is probably saving you probably $200 to $400 a year at least in heating and cooling savings to your home. And aesthetically probably adds the minimum of probably 15 to 20% of value, particularly if it's a reasonably good condition tree, onto the additional value of your home and your land. So why in the world would we want to damage something that gives us so many wonderful benefits? So what I would suggest is get rid of the grass, maybe apply mulch into that area, apply a shade-tolerant ground cover. Let the grass go away and let the tree grow and survive. Does that make sense to you, sir?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What I was kind of getting at is my neighbor hits part of the roots with his lawnmower.
Yeah, I know.
Which I know that's got to be terrible. And I'm not a you always talk about volcano mulch, which I would never, ever do. I'm not a big mulch fan anyway. Mm-hmm. But I trim what grass is around the tree. I trim it by hand.
Right.
And to keep from damaging the tree or the roots or anything.
Good.
But what I was kind of getting at, where they're sticking up, maybe 3 or 4 inches.
Right.
Would it actually hurt to just cover that with topsoil and maybe...
They'll grow right back in again. My take-home message to you is it will grow back again.
Okay.
And that's what I'm trying to say is the roots are doing that because of the lack of oxygen.
Okay.
They're not doing that just because they hate you.
Yeah.
You know, it's...
I hope not. I'm a pretty likable guy.
I know. But, you know, you'd be amazed. I've talked to people that really think that the tree roots, like, creep in the night and rise up and get you. You know, I talked to this person who swore that these roots, you could hear them growing in her pipes at night. I mean,
yeah,
I mean, it was a classic Twilight Zone moment. I mean, she was bound and determined that the roots of these trees were growing as she slept at night. And I'm thinking,
I don't have any problems like that.
Yeah, no, I remember this conversation. I mean, it was very bizarre. I mean, she's, you know, as the famous certain people said, she was heck bent and whiskey bound that these roots were growing in her trees as she slept into the pipes at night. You know, it's like, okay. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Sir, I wish you the best and great call, and thanks for being part of the show. Okay?
All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right. More Garden Talk continues after this on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Foxlager's is our name.
Family-owned since 1959, our mission has always been to bring you quality plants at affordable prices. Explore miniature gardening as a fun hobby or birthday party theme. Visit our garden center now for early spring plants. For more information, call us at 687-2722 or visit our events calendar at stockslagers.com. We're only 1 mile west of New Lebanon on State Route 35.
Stockslagers Greenhouse and Garden Center.
David Cemetery offers many options for your cremation, from niches in our mausoleums and columbariums to a ground burial in our traditional grave spaces or scattering in our remembrance circle. Like traditional burial, placing a cremation in a columbarium or mausoleum niche offers family and friends a physical location for memorialization. For more information, call 937-434-2255 or go to davidcemetery.com. David Cemetery, generations of care.
The Powerball jackpot is up to $321 million. That's so much money, I can't say it without shouting. Am I still shouting? I'm sorry, I'm having trouble controlling the volume of my voice. Get your Powerball tickets now!
You don't have to pay with cash to win cash. You can use your credit card, debit card, or smartphone to buy your favorite Ohio Lottery games. Swipe, pay, and play at Ohio Lottery self-service machines.
Daily limits apply. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Please play responsibly.
Keeping you and your family safe. We provide updates on any credible threats, scam alerts, and security at your child's school. We are watching out for you here at AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good morning, everybody. It is 8:24, and if you've got a gardening question, I have an open line for you at 457-1290. That's 457-1290. Let's check out the updated weather forecast from News Center 7.
You'll need a heavier coat this morning. Temperatures pushing into and through the 30s. Eventually up to about 45 degrees, though, this afternoon, which is average for early March. It's also going to be a dry day with lots of sunshine. Later on tonight, we'll look at clear conditions, light winds, and another cold one as we fall back to the middle 20s. For your Sunday, sunny skies once again. We're back to the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist McCall Vrydags on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
A current scan of the new live Doppler HG7 radar. We have 29 degrees in downtown Dayton, clear skies. I mean, it's an absolutely beautiful, beautiful morning here in Ohio. And we would love to hear your voices today at 457-1290 if you would like to be part of this morning's broadcast, and we shall continue with Garden Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Garden Talk starts every Saturday morning at 6 a.m. Eastern. And if you'd like to learn a little bit more about what my company does, you can go to WeberLandscaping.com. Brand new website. We're quite proud of its formation and evolution. And 457-1290 is the number of the dial if you'd like to be part of this morning's broadcast. And I also want to mention that the time of the year to be doing stuff in your yard is now, particularly in the planning process. If you have been one who has kind of procrastinated and not done a whole lot of planning, and I would strongly urge you to get a soil test done this time of year. Soil testing is a great tool. It tells you what you need and what you don't need, and most importantly, it will save you money and keep the health of your plants in outstanding condition. 457, particularly if you follow those recommendations as well. Let's head back to the telephone lines and let's go to, over to Clark County and let's talk to Charlie. Hey, Charlie, good morning and welcome to spring.
Hey, man, this is exciting. You know, you're right. It is so sunny out there. I've got all the shades open and I'm wearing sunglasses inside the house. I'm just kidding. No, it is an absolutely beautiful day. I don't think you can give me a beautiful resolution to what I've got going on in my yard, which I think is, it's got a couple names that I've heard chokeweed, I've heard creeping Charlie. It's a little viney thing that sits way down It chokes out the grass, and it's taking over all some of my... I can't get rid of the stuff. What can I do?
Tell me about how much sun you have in your yard.
Well, it's funny. There's a shaded area where it's just in the grass itself, and a sunny area where if I, like I planted a small cherry tree last year, that's maybe 5-footer. I'm hoping it'll become, 20-footer in time. And it seems to want to go creep right into, of course, where I dug that hole, because there's nice, easy soil to get into. And I'm at a loss how, if there's any way, naturally or with some sort of chemical to get rid of this stuff. For okay. It kills all my grass.
Okay, but I'm saying to you, there's a reason why it's there.
Ah, okay.
Okay. Creeping Charlie is actually in the mint family.
Really? Huh.
Yeah, and it's a plant that ideally likes to be in conditions of partial shade.
Mm.
It doesn't necessarily like full sun. So I think you maybe want to look at what's going on with the amount of availability of sunlight in your yard and see if you can manage it that way, meaning increasing the amount of light. And also, my next question is, when's the last time you did a core aeration to your yard?
Never. How about that?
So I'm going to ask you a question. No, that's a question. If you were a grass plant versus a Creeping Charlie plant, which of the two plants, sir, are going to need more oxygen in their soil to operate successfully?
Wow.
No, so, I mean, it's a legitimately honest intellectual question. If I'm a Creeping Charlie or if I'm a grass plant, and I'm exposed to poor oxygen conditions versus great oxygen conditions, which of the two plants are going to thrive under those conditions?
Wow, you're throwing this question at me. You're the expert. Wow.
The grass plant. So the point is, core aerate your yard, do a soil test, start mowing at the right height. There are herbicides out there that helps control it. But the ultimate answer to weed control is proper plant health. Good luck to you, and thanks for being part of Garden Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 8:30. I'm Jonah Adi with a WHIO News update. The top story we're following this hour, multiple deaths after a storm ravages the east coast of the U.S.
Looking ahead to a pleasant weekend with seasonably cool temperatures. I'm meteorologist McCall Vrydags. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
Now, WHIO Triple Team Traffic, checking out those service streets and freeways throughout the Miami Valley. We're not seeing any major backups or slowdowns that's going to cause you any trouble this morning. Everything looking all clear. And our top story, at least 5 people are dead after the nor'eastern storm hits the coast of the U.S. hard, millions without power, and Massachusetts reportedly getting close to 5 inches of rain just last night.
Which led to river and stream flooding. And even heavy snow out toward the Berkshires in western Massachusetts, where some places picked up nearly a foot of snow.
Meteorologist Joe DeCarpini with the National Weather Service says he thinks the storm will calm down over the weekend, hopefully wrapping up completely by Monday. Well, in Dayton, a family says they want justice after a 20-year-old man is killed in a hit-and-run on South Smithville Road this week. The father of Logan Grimes Jr. is pleading with the person who hit and killed his son to just turn themselves in. Grimes was reportedly walking home when a driver struck him and then took off from the scene. The suspect vehicle is a silver Chrysler Voyager minivan with license tag GNS6. 346. Well, a second person is indicted over social media threats toward a juvenile court judge.
22-year-old Marquan Cooper is being charged with intimidation for a threat against Judge Anthony Capizzi while using the alias Quani Coop. Cooper is set to appear in court on Tuesday.
WHIO's Ron Otto says 24-year-old Devin Wilson was indicted February 16th for intimidation. Let's get a look at our 24-hour forecast with meteorologist McCall Vrydags.
You'll need the heavier coat this morning. Temperatures pushing into and through the 30s. Eventually up to about 45 degrees, though, this afternoon, which is average for early March. It's also going to be a dry day with lots of sunshine. Later on tonight, we'll look at clear conditions, light winds, and another cold one as we fall back to the middle 20s. For your Sunday, sunny skies once again. We're back to the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist McCall Vrydags on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Well, the latest scan of the Doppler 7 radar is all clear. Not seeing any, hardly seeing any clouds even from our studio here in downtown Dayton. Looks like a beautiful sunny day ahead. Right now, 27 degrees in Troy, 29 in Springfield, 29 here in Dayton. That's 833. I'm Jonah Oddie on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Depend on it.
Hi, this is Larry Hanskin. What's the secret to a great night's sleep? Not counting sheep, not a warm glass of milk, all those cliches. You know what? The secret to a great night's sleep is a better pillow. My Pillow. Yeah, I was skeptical too over 2 years ago when I was asked to try My Pillow. I thought, what difference can a pillow make? Well, I was shocked. Pleasantly so. Fell asleep right away, and it was such a deep sleep when the alarm went off, I was startled. Well, it's been like that ever since, and I've been trying to tell you what a difference it can make in your life and urging you to start sleeping better with MyPillow. So do it today. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the 4-pack special. Use the promo code WHIO, and you will get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows. If you'd prefer to call, you can do that. 1-800-320-1481. Ask for that 4-pack special. And again, use the promo code WHIO. Nothing to lose because every MyPillow comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
Find new roads to savings at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. The intersection of Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg is the place you'll find dependable transportation. Great deals, no doubt, every day. For a young family member driving to and from school, for a person who spends a lot of time working on the road, or a parent who doubles as a shuttle service, you'll always find a great deal at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. Come see us and discover a big city selection of trucks, cars, vans, and SUVs. Dave Kale specializes in hard-to-find trucks. Think spring. Think comfortable driving. Dave says you'll always get a warm reception at his dealership.
We urge you to take the easy country drive where you'll find no hassles, minimum time at the dealership, plus our great selection of GM-certified used vehicles.
Find new roads to Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks, Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg. Visit their website, DaveKehlChevrolet.com. Call 1-800-886-1000 to get started. For over 30 years, the place to save is Dave Kale's Chevrolet.
This is Clark Howard. If breaking news happens, we break in anytime.
W-H-I-O. Let's spend time to take a walk through the garden gate with John Scott from Knollwood Garden Center and Landscape on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good morning, Mr. John Scott.
Good morning, Mr. Weber. Good to hear your voice again.
It's good to be back in the chair and doing what we've done so many years. So, yes, well, it's amazing how one gets rest and relaxation, how one has a different outlook on life.
I might give that a try sometime. We'll see.
Yeah, you should. It's a really nice thing. But, John, education is on the table right now, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, the spring season's fast upon us, and the interest level, of course, really starts to increase with the daylight hours. So since the days are getting longer, like the ground's warming up, customers are getting excited. And so there's still a lot of time before we get really busy in the yard to get some good information. So we always do our spring seminar series. And I'm sure Mr. Pearson let you know he's kicking it off today with a timely topic of getting all your seeds started, whether it's vegetable seeds or seeds for putting flowers out in the yard. And I think it's a timely topic this week just because so many people are starting to get into their seeds. And you and I both know that starting seeds a little too early can also be your biggest downfall. So that's a great topic, and a workshop on succulents the following weekend. And then from the extension office, Kim Huttman, talking about waking up the perennial gardens and all the basics that you should be doing to those perennial gardens to get them going for the spring, and a few great new plants that you might possibly add to them. And Cleve talking about hydrangeas later in the seminar series, and my container garden seminar, and an herb seminar. So yeah, if you've got some interest, I really think we've hit a lot of, from the annuals to the herbs to the nursery to the perennials to a few fun things. So take a look at that seminar schedule. And, you know, besides Knollwood, there's lots of places at this time of year putting on education. You know, the Extension Service is doing a lot of different things. So there's opportunity, folks, to get out there and really hone in on what you want to learn, what you want to do, and what you want to accomplish. And I think accomplish at this time of year is the big word. You know, there's a few things we can do this weekend to get ahead. And if you have a goal, you got a better chance of reaching what you want to do.
You know, John, one thing that I've always been really amazed about at Knollwood is your guys' commitment to education and believing that if you gave your clientele good basic advice on how to be successful by good information, not bogus information or information that's based on a bunch of hokey science, then you end up with this really loyal customer client base, which I think is a true testament to Knollwood's business success, is the fact that you guys have always invested in your clients with knowledge, and you've done a great job with that. And I think that that tradition really shows up in the spring of 2018.
You know, that's why our tagline is we're gardeners just like you. And most all of our coworkers, I mean, it's amazing, the high school kids who get started eventually get a little bit of the gardening bug and they start doing some gardening. So, you know, we've got some experienced gardeners at Knollwood who have some over-the-top yards and gardens, and we've got some pretty average gardeners at Knollwood, and I'm going to throw myself in that group because I don't have Martha Stewart's backyard. but we're out there doing it. That's the key thing. I don't care if you've got the world's greatest garden. I don't care if you've got a garden in progress. We're just out there doing it with you, and your successes, our successes, your failures, our failures is how we learn. And, you know, Mark, you said something about, you know, how much knowledge is out there. And the one thing I'm finding this year is between the internet and social media and things like that, there's a lot of people trying some new things. And I think new things are great to be tried. But, you know, folks, there's a lot of reasons for the tried and the true and the science behind things.
Right.
I had a customer just yesterday came in with an idea for doing something new with starting seeds that they had seen on the internet. And I'm just looking at it. I'm like, you know what? Let's try 10% of your seed product with that, and let's do the other 90% the way we know what we're doing, and use it as a trial. So, you know, what you're seeing on the internet, and there's some great new things out there, folks. But let's take our time and let's make sure that they're the great new thing before you put your whole paycheck into it.
Exactly the point. Well, Mr. John Scott, thank you.
I take that as a compliment. I can be Randy, I can be Rich, I can be Mark.
You can be anybody you want to be. I'm just teasing. Listen, thank you so much. And we will talk to you next week, Mr. John.
Thank you, sir.
All right. See ya. Bye-bye.
You've been through the Garden Gate with John Scott from Knollwood Garden Center and Landscape. The Garden Talk phone lines are open. Call the garden guru, Mark Weber, at 457-1290 on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
457-1290 will put you in the Master Control Studios as part of this legendary broadcast. And for years, we have been giving you the expert advice and knowledge to be the best at your yard, garden, and landscape. And we would love to hear from you at 457-1290. Siobhan is our executive producer extraordinaire. We have roughly about 20 minutes of airtime that remain. And we will be happy to help you as long as the sand does not run out of the hourglass. So let's run to the telephone lines. Once again, let's travel to Bellbrook, Ohio, and let's go talk to Greg. Greg, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mark. I'm not interested in planting from seed this year, but I did save some geraniums from last year in a bare root condition, and I'm just wondering when's the best time to repot those and if you have any suggestions.
And what plants were they again? You kind of broke up in translation there.
Geraniums.
Geraniums, and you overwintered them?
Yes.
Okay, a couple important things. It's real important that those plants get a fungicide applied to them.
Okay.
Typically like Benamil or something like that, or Captan, because they may have overwintering spores of a couple different diseases. One that comes to mind called botrytis.
Okay.
The next thing that's really, really important is let's make sure that we when we go to pot these things up, we need to do that now, but use a soilless potting mix.
Okay.
And that soilless potting mix is not going to be dirt that you dig out of your backyard, but it's actually going to be an artificial mix that is weed-free and pathogen-free. And let's go and get those potted up today or tomorrow or sometime in the next few days.
Okay. Would you soak them? Should I soak them before I repot them?
You can. You could rehydrate them that way if you'd like. It won't hurt anything.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're most welcome, and good luck, okay?
All right. Great. Thank you.
Thank you for the call, okay? Thank you. Bye. 457-1290. Let's rock and roll. Let's head to the telephone lines once again. Let's go to Charlotte in Dayton. Charlotte in Dayton, good morning and welcome to Garden Talk for the last 28 years. How can I help you, Charlotte?
Well, I'd like to know the lifespan of a shingle oak.
Shingle oak?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, 200, 300 years?
Really?
Why do you say really?
Oh, because that's great, because there's one in the parkway in front of my home.
Yeah.
And it's huge. I mean, really huge, mm-hmm. You know. And I just was wondering what the lifespan, it's been huge since I moved here 70 years ago.
Yeah.
And we just wondered what the lifespan was, because we noticed that in the parkway they had cut down a couple of smaller trees further down the block.
Okay.
And we hope they weren't getting any ideas of cutting this huge tree down.
Well, you know, let's talk about something for just a minute about the longevity of trees. You know, a lot of times we as human beings find ourselves in this love-hate relationship with plants sometimes. You know, we kind of like, we enjoy them. And then when they get big and old, like a big oak tree or shingle oak, like you've described, we all of a sudden have this thought process that they're going to die, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Trees are unique, and probably the reason that I love them so much in my lifetime has been the fact that these are plants that have such unique abilities to compartmentalize and deal with challenges, meaning that trees have evolved for millions of years with the amazing ability that if they get struck by lightning or if a beaver tries to, chew away their bark, a lot of times they can survive all of these catastrophic things by simply growing and compartmentalizing their problems. The problem that we have with trees in our society is that, one, we don't plant enough of them. And the ones that we do plant, we don't plant right. And then furthermore, a lot of folks, particularly, and I hate to make a stereotypic comment, but a lot of folks don't respect what trees give back to society. And I'll give you a couple of prime examples. Where trees are planted, home values are higher than they are where they're not planted and in good condition. And that's the caveat, is they're in good condition. Where trees are planted in good condition, properties sell at higher rates of sale. Where trees are planted, we see lower rates of crime. Where trees are planted, we see higher birth weights of babies when they're born, and where mothers can see trees outside their windows in hospitals. Where trees are at near schools and educational centers, we see kids and close to landscaping and plants, we see kids actually score higher in scores where they can see plants. All of this data is out there, and it's still mounting. In fact, we know that when we lost the ash trees like we have in the last decade, we've seen a higher rate of respiratory issues across all of the Midwest. So doesn't it make sense that every single person who listens to WHIO Radio, the Garden Talk on Saturday morning, should be inspired to plant a tree in the spring of 2018? Even if you do it in your little postage stamp yard, you've done more good than 90% of the population, but most importantly, you're making the world a better place for your children, you, your family, your grandchildren, and future generations to come. Trees make a massive difference in society, more so than any other plant group. And I'm trying to share with everybody out this morning that this is a monstrous task. That's what trees bring to our society, is a better place for all generations to live. So I'll get off my soapbox. And But, you know, shingle oak's a great tree. It really is.
It's a beauty. It is a beauty. And I just always wondered what the lifespan was.
200, 300 years and maybe longer. I think the oldest one that I've ever seen that I knew of was 400 some odd years old.
Oh, dear.
I got a question for you. What's the oldest tree you've ever seen in your life?
Probably that one.
You know, some of the oldest ones, I've actually seen a 2,000-year-old tree in my career. I've spent some time in California in the Sierras, and I've seen trees that are that old. And I'm going to say here in the Midwest, we are blessed with a lot of oaks and maples and elms that get big and old.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, we don't, I think a lot of times in society, respect them as much as what we should. And I will share with everybody a really great place to go see big old trees. Here in Dayton, Ohio, is Woodland Cemetery and Arboretum, where the Wright brothers are buried. It has one of the finest collections of oak trees in all of the Midwest, right here in Dayton, Ohio.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people go, "Where's? I've never even know this place existed." And I said, "Well, the Wright brothers are buried there. Lawrence Dunbar is buried there. The Cox, the guy that founded this radio station, is buried there."
Right.
You know, everybody goes, "Why, that's a morbid thing to go in a cemetery." No, it's not. It's a respectful thing.
It's quite nice.
I love cemeteries. But
I've been there.
Ma'am, I wish you the best. I'll quit rambling along. But good luck to you, and enjoy your shingle oak, okay?
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day, too.
You bet. When we come back, we're going to talk to Burton and Sam. We're going to crank up the phone lines at 457-1290, putting you, ladies and gentlemen, in the driver's seat to a successful spring of 2018. It's time to get your fingernails dirty on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
If cabin fever has you bouncing off the walls, you've got to be at Indian Lake for the 62nd annual Indian Lake Boat Show, March 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Visit Indian Lake Marine, Spend a Day Marine, and Bud's Marine, all within 5 minutes shopping time for this fabulous boat display. See hundreds of new boats from fishing to pontoon, plus used boats, motors, trailers, and accessories. The spectacular Indian Lake Boat Show, March 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, Friday and Saturday till 8, Sunday till 5. Great boats, great fun. See you there.
Due to increased business, Craftsman Home Improvements is seeking skilled installers to join their team. As one of the top kitchen and bath design build firms in Ohio, Craftsman needs experienced, full turnkey contractors for steady year-round work. Sign-on bonus available. Qualified candidates must have tools, truck, trailer, and insurance. Experience with finished carpentry, tile, plumbing, electric, and drywall is required. Current openings are in Kettering and Westchester, and plenty of work is available. Check them out online at craftsmanhome.com. That's craftsmanhome.com.
Could you retire sooner than you think and with greater financial security? Hello, I'm David Gaylor, president of Tradewinds Financial Group. I'm also the author of Income Allocation. You will learn strategies to create a dependable, sustainable, and predictable income stream for your retirement. You'll also learn critical information about the two risks you must manage for a successful retirement. Learn more about these strategies and
give Tradewinds Financial Group a call. 800-385-0437. That's 800-385-0437.
The Powerball jackpot is up to $321 million. That's so much money, I can't say it without shouting. Am I still shouting? I'm sorry, I'm having trouble controlling the volume of my voice. Get your Powerball tickets now!
You don't have to pay with cash to win cash. You can use your credit card, debit card, or smartphone to buy your favorite Ohio Lottery games. Swipe, pay, and play at Ohio Lottery self-service machines.
Daily limits apply. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Please play responsibly.
As a parent myself, keeping my family safe is huge, and I know it is for you too. We doubled down here on WHIO and News Center 7 to relay any credible threats, scams, and activity that could involve security breaches at schools here in the Miami Valley throughout the day, on air and by push alert. Depend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO when it counts.
Good morning, everybody. It is 8:53. Let's check out the updated weather forecast from News Center 7.
You'll need a heavier coat this morning. Temperatures pushing into and through the 30s. Eventually up to about 45 degrees, though, this afternoon, which is average for early March. It's also going to be a dry day with lots of sunshine. Later on tonight, we'll look at clear conditions, light winds, and another cold one as we fall back to the middle 20s. For your Sunday, sunny skies once again. We're back to the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist McCall Vrydags on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
A current scan of the new Live Doppler HG7 radar is clear. We have got some really nice weather on tap this morning. On the station that you depend on for weather, traffic, and news, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Dayton and Springfield station for 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. And our Ask the Expert weekends. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Okay, we're back. Let's check back. Let's go back to the telephone lines at 457-1290 and let's go talk to Burton and Troy. Burton and Troy, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you today?
I'm well, sir. How can we help you?
I am wondering what the best time of year to plant an apple tree would be.
Well, most time we're planting apple trees that are bare root plants. Okay.
Okay.
So, any time now.
This is the time, huh?
Today would be a good day. Tomorrow would be a good day. All the way up to the time before that bare root plant would not, before that barefoot plant would leaf out.
Okay. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. It surely okay. does.
Just be sure that when you plant your apple tree, you've got the proper pollinators and you've got the right site that will support an apple tree.
Okay.
Okay. Well, Burton, you have a good day, okay?
All right, you too, sir. Thank you very much.
You bet. Bye-bye. 457-1290. If you got a question, we've got time for probably one or two more calls, so give us a call at 457-1290. And let's head to Brookville, and let's go talk to Sam. Sam, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, sir.
Good. My question is, a couple years back, I got a couple of Dunson chestnut trees as a gift. I planted both of them, and the following year I did get fruit off of the chestnut tree. And the next year, one of the trees appeared to have died, and I ended up getting like a sprout come from the root, and it ended up growing, and it's probably 7 foot tall at this time. But I noticed there was no fruit this year on the tree. So I was just wondering if I'm going to ever get fruit on one of the trees, or if it's just going to probably just be trees without fruit.
Now, the species you were referring to, was it Duncan or Dunstan?
Dunstan.
D-U-N-S-T-A-N?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you know if that was grown from seed or that was a grafted tree?
You know, that's something I'm not sure of. My mother-in-law gave it to me as a gift, and I'm assuming it was grafted, but I don't know for sure.
Yeah, because there's been Dunstans that have been sold as grafted, and a lot of times they're grafting them on the Chinese chestnut rootstock, and there's other ones that have been grown by seed, and that's why I'm asking the question.
I believe it came from Walmart a couple years back.
Well,
there's no telling.
I'm not going to give you a comment about the location where you bought it at, but it's going to go back to quality of plant material is a really big issue with being successful with plants. And let me explain. Plants in many circles are grown and sold as commodities like, you know, oil and gas, okay? The difference with oil and gas and chestnut trees is one's a living, breathing creature, and one requires a lot of special care, and one has a production cycle of a living creature. And unfortunately, anywhere along that production cycle, there's a really good chance something can get messed up. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes.
Oil and gas comes out of the ground. We burn it, make oil, gasoline, and everything else, but there's not a lot we can do to mess it up, so to speak, that causes it to die because it's already dead. Okay. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
That's why we have what they call local nurseries and garden centers and horticulturalists and arborists. And these are all people that are hired, learned individuals who study plants, work with plants, and sell and maintain plants. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Because those people are plant professionals. They're not somebody who sells toilet paper when the petunias are all gone. Okay. And so, you know, I for years I've talked about the value of a garden center like Knollwood, the value of a garden center like Stockslayers. I've talked about these fine folks who have been in business for years and years and years and do a fine job and offer seminars like they do today. So I think the answer to your chestnut problem lies with buying a good quality plant at a local garden center. And at the end, maybe if things go right, you'll be successful. Good luck to you, sir, and best of luck with your chestnuts. Well, folks, that'll wrap it up for this week's edition. It's been a wonderful, pleasant surprise to be back here after a good vacation. Very special thanks to my wife for putting up with me since 1986. And a very special thanks to each and every one of you for listening. As the very words that I spoke 28 years ago on a fine, fine March day like today and are so very, very true as well, and I hope you take them to heart as well. The gardening, my friends, is a great quest in life. It's a wonderful way to enjoy the blessed earth in which the good Lord has given us. Please, my friends, go out there and plant a tree, plant some grass, plant some sod, but please be sure the gardening that you always do is happy gardening on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.